Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Dr. Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts so that we can go into a word of prayer, for we know that prayer changes things. So let us keep our minds stayed on the Lord as we pray. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy. Thou art a merciful God. You have been so good to us, so gracious unto us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for how you continue to bless us, keep us, and go with us. Oh, my God, I pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will look on your people everywhere. Oh, my God, those that are sick and afflicted, touch and heal their bodies. You know all about it. You know what they're going through. Oh, my God, you know the pain that they're suffering. But we know that you are a miracle worker and that you can do everything. We know there is nothing too hard for you. We pray that you touch in a mighty way. Bless, oh, Lord. Heal today. Save and forgive. Deliver the souls of men. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have your way, Jesus. Let your will be done today. We are down here waiting on you and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know, Lord, that thou art a healer. We know thou art a savior. You can save to the uttermost those souls that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins. Help them to seek your faith. Help them to call on the name of the Lord. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we are trusting in you, Lord. We pray that you save to the uttermost. We know you can do it, O Lord. Oh, my God, be merciful today. Save, O Lord. Forgive sins, O Lord, and blot out of the transgressions. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Help us to look to you. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, O Lord. Send on that faith that we need, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Jesus, move today, Lord, by thy spirit. We pray that you look on those souls that are battling cancer. We know you're able to heal and deliver. Heal their bodies. Touch right now, Lord. Look on Deacon Alexander. Touch his body, O Lord. Heal him and raise him up. Oh, my God, that he might have a testimony and give praises to your name, O Lord, and glorify thy name. Look on those, O Lord, who are suffering affliction in their body. Touch right now. We know you can heal them. We know you can raise them up. Look on Teresa Ray. Touch her right now, Lord. Save and heal her, oh Lord. Forgive her of her sins. Help her to commit away unto you. Help her to make a vow unto you, oh Lord, and serve you for the balance of her days. Help her, Jesus. Look on all of those who are listed on the prayer list everywhere. Touch them one by one and name by name. Heal, O Lord. Save. Forgive. Encourage today, Lord, those that are disencouraged. Touch their hearts right now. Those who are going through afflictions, touch right now, Lord. All those who are bereaved of their loved ones, we know you're able, oh Lord. Look on the turn of family. Touch, oh Lord, lift the burdens of their hearts. Look on the Edmond family in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Lift their burden. Help them to go through at this trying time. We know you're able to take them through, and we know you're able to bless in a special way. Oh, my God. Touch them right now, Lord. Ease the pain and the affliction. Help them, oh Lord, to look to you and take you at your word, knowing that your word is true and your word cannot fail. Bless, Lord. say to the uttermost, those that don't know you, save them, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to be saved. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have thine own way. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover today. Look on your people, oh Lord. Look on us, oh Lord. Help us to seek to do your will and to please you in every way. Help us, oh Lord. We know you're able. We know all power is in thy hand. And we thank you today, oh Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you continue to go with us and that you will continue to bless this broadcast and every listener. Strengthen and encourage them. Help them to look to you in these last and evil days. Oh, my God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for the mercy that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you, oh, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you because you spared us. We thank you because you've given us another chance to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you, oh, Lord. We don't see the blessing. By faith, we thank you for it. And we give glory and we give honor to thy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, continue to bless us, and we shall be blessed. Oh, my God, save us, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, oh, Heavenly Father, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. I'm going to be reading the 99th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, and let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimony and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast the God that forgave them, though thou tookest vengeance on their intentions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. For the reading of the 99th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9, may God bless the reading of his word.
Thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture from the Psalms. Praise God. At this time, we'd like to announce that Christian Temple is currently in their 61st annual convocation revival and is located in Lylesville, North Carolina, at Grace Temple Church. They are located at 717 Fire Tower Road. That is 717 Fire Tower Road, Lylesville, North Carolina. If you'd like to be with them in the service, if you're in the area in North Carolina, that's where they will be, at 717 Fire Tower Road, Lylesville, North Carolina, Grace Temple. Also, I'd like to say you can listen to the Gospel Truth broadcast calling in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-0218. 681 pound. Every Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m., we are here on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And Tuesday night is oldies but goodies in the gospel. You can also visit the Gospel Truth prayer mission on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. And we are located East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. We'd be happy to have you in the service with us. Feel free to come and visit if you're in the area. And on our prayer list, we like to pray a special prayer for Teresa Ray. She is right now battling an illness, but we know that God's got the power and he can heal. He can deliver. And we also want to pray for the bereaved families, the Turner family, the Hameen family, and the Edmund family, who we just lost my father and my children's grandfather. And we are asking for your earnest prayers. We also pray for Deacon Alexander Jones, for we know that God is a healer and he's able to raise him up and put him back on his feet. And all of those who are going through tests and trials and battling cancer and illnesses, we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. Let us look to the Lord, because we know that prayer changes things and that the Lord is a healer and he can heal. We thank the Lord for the announcements. Now at this time, we're going to have a selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He won't fail at all. Oh, can turn around. We come this far by faith. We have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trust in his holy word. He won't fail at all. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. We have come this by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He won't fail at all, singing, oh. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
Thank you, Jesus. We have come this far by faith. It wasn't by works, but it was by faith. Come this far and by the grace of God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through. Dame and Cynthia, praise the Lord now. We want to get ready for the word of God. Tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel night. So we have evangelist, the late evangelist, Melinda Edmond, who will be bringing the word on tonight. But before she comes forth, we will have a word of prayer by evangelist Maybell Edmond.
Right here in the studio. This is evangelist May Edmond. We also have Evangelist Melinda Edmond here in our presence. She is going to bring the word of God on tonight. I first would like to announce that we are right now, presently, in a soul stirring revival conducted by Evangelist Carolyn Jones. We would like to invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. And if you want to be revived, if you want to be saved or healed, come and hear the word of the Lord. This is located at Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Services are 7 p.m. nightly. They are presently in the revival. Praise God. We thank God for all things, and we're glad to be here once again in the name of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to glorify God tonight.
Well,
God has been so good to us, and he's so worthy to be praised. But before we go any further, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Because we know that prayer changes things.
Well, yes,
you may be down and out. You may be burdened down. You may be feeling a little low. But prayer can fix it for you. As we bow our heads, you may be in your homes or in your cars or your jobs. You may not be able to bow your head. But just hear what thus saith the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come once again live over the air, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord Jesus. Touch and bless, Lord Jesus. Save the unsaved, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Deliver them that are bound, Lord. Someone may be carrying a heavy burden, Lord. We pray that you lift that burden, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord. And we know that the power is in thy hand, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord Jesus. Touch and deliver, Lord Jesus. Look on the souls of men, Lord Jesus. Give them a mind. time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. At this time, we're going to give you into the hands of Evangelist Melinda Edmonds. God bless you.
God bless all of our radio listeners again tonight. Thank God once again for our being here. Thank God for the prayer, for Evangelist May Edmonds, for all that has been said thus far. We will go into the Word of God. You'll find me going into Revelation, the 20th chapter. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Revelation, the 20th chapter. Glory to God. And if I was to leave a thought with you out there tonight, my thought would be the doom of Satan and the unbeliever. The doom of Satan and the unbeliever. Glory to God. Realizing that we're coming down to the close of this situation. God is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready people. God is coming back for those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, yes,
glory
is.
To God. Yes. And a reading from Revelation, the 20th verse, beginning, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, the Word of God reads, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for this." Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. The earth, in other words, fled away from the face of God.
Yes, it did.
The heaven fled away from the face of God.
Amen.
God is so mighty and so powerful that even the heaven and the earth itself could not stand before God.
Oh, my Lord.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
Amen.
And the book were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they were judged, every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Glory to God. The Word of God let us know. John the Revelator began to say, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it," talking about the Almighty God, the omnipotent God. He saw God sitting on the throne, and heaven and earth fled away from his face. They couldn't even stand to be before God, because they were felt even in the earth, and the earth fled away because it couldn't stand to be before the Almighty God. Glory to God. And John said, "I saw the dead, both small and great, meaning the big shot and the little shot." Glory to God. Those that had money and those that had none. Those that had popularity and those that had none. Those that were well known and those that were hardly known. He saw them both. Glory to God. Stand before God. And he saw the books open. Glory, hallelujah. And John also saw another book open. Glory to God. Which is the book of life.
Amen.
There's only one book of life. But the Word of God said the books were open, letting us holy. Let him be holy still. Oh, my God. If you're living holy, you're going to be holy still when Jesus comes back. If you're living unjust and unrighteous and filthy, when God comes back, that's the way you're going to remain. You're going to stand before God and you're going to give an account for all that you've done. But somebody begin to say, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Glory to God. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how much money you may have. It don't matter. But you will have to stand before God. You will have to give an account for all the dirty deeds, dirty your body. I've never seen so many people in all my life walking around saying they know the Lord and yet still living in iniquity. I never seen so many people saying they've been born again but have not made a change in their life. I never seen so many people want to name the name of Christ but they have not departed from iniquity. But I tell you that second death is waiting for you if you don't make a change in your life. The doom is coming upon you. Not only is Satan going to be cast into the lake, but you will cast in there too. Glory to God. If you're not living according to the word of God, you will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Glory to God. Men, they want to go to heaven. Talk to mine. But they don't want to do what they have to do in order to get there.
Amen.
And I want you to know that you can't get into God's kingdom if your sins haven't been forgiven.
Amen.
If you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you haven't turned from the error of your way.
Amen.
You cannot get there.
Amen.
You will not get there.
Amen.
But you're going to stand before God.
Amen.
You're going to be judged.
Amen.
You're going to be judged.
Amen.
Out of the books. That's all money. There must be many names written in the books. The Lord said the books.
Yes.
Glory to God. Said, but the book also is open.
Yes.
The Lamb book of life. Only one book. One Lamb's book of life. Lord knows there can't be many that's going to make it in. Will you be the one that will make it in? Will you be one in that number with the saints? What can matter with the saints? Come marching in. Will you be one in that number? Or will you be one in the number just out of the book and condemned to have fire for eternity? Oh, yes, Lord. I tell you, it's going to take place. It's going to take place. Ain't no need. And you fooling yourself. God is real. He's real. And he's looking for holy people. God wants righteous people. One that's going to stand up for the word of God.
Amen.
One that's going to live according to the word.
Yes, sir.
God wants righteous people. God don't want no filthy people. Nothing filthy is going in the kingdom of God. People are still cutting up and doing their thing.
Yes,
glory to God. But they're not going into God's kingdom like that. They're not going to make it in. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, no, they're not. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians said, oh, Martha, in the sixth chapter, round about the ninth verse, said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. In other words, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Glory to God. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers. Glory to God. No adulterers, nor effeminates. These are funny things running around. Talking about, they know God. kingdom is not going in.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God. The word of God went forth under the anointing, and it's a timely message. I tell you, it's time for us to get in a hurry for our souls. Let us begin to open up our heart. There may be somebody out there that wants to be delivered, somebody that heard this word on tonight, and you want to make a change. Now is the time to give it over to Jesus and let him work it out. We're going to open the doors of salvation that you may give it to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the word of God that came forth. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on us with compassion. Help us, oh, Lord, to take the word of God in, to receive it into our hearts, that we may be saved thereby. Have mercy today. Touch and bless, oh, Lord. Say tonight, oh, Lord, look on that soul that don't know you. Help them to get to know you. Help them to give up the world and the world you hate. Help them to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. Help them to give their life to you before it's too late. We know, Lord, that you're coming back. Your word told us that you're coming back in the cloud. We want to be ready to be caught up to meet you in the air. Help us, oh, Lord. Take away every weight, everything that is not like you. Help us, Jesus, to be found not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Help us to be found in the word of God. Help us, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Be merciful unto us, oh, Lord. Help us to run for our lives, seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. Drawing nigh unto thee. Help us to get in a hurry for our souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able. Those that don't know you but want to know you. Oh, my God, help them, oh, Lord, to give themselves to you and seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord while thou art near. In the name of Jesus, help today, oh, Lord. Let the spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work and everything that is not like it, everything that is contrary to the will of God. Oh, my God, move it, oh, Lord. Move it away from us and out of the lives of the people. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, oh, Lord. Stay the hand of death. Help somebody to give their life to you while they have a chance. For we realize time is running out. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to seek the face of the Lord, to hear the word of God, and to draw nigh unto thee. We pray that you have your way and let your will be done. Take full control. Continue to bless this broadcast. Help some soul give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word tonight. And we thank you for how you've given us another chance to receive the word of God that we may be saved. Have your way. Let your will be done. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. And this message was preached back in the 1990s, but the word of God is still the same. I don't care how long ago it was preached. God's word never changed, and it's going to stay the same. The Bible said before one jot or one tittle of God's word fail, the heaven and the earth shall pass away. It's going to roll up like a scroll. I tell you, God's word and his word
will stand forever. We thank God for that message. I tell you, this is a serious message, and it's not only for those that don't know the Lord, but it's for those that confess to know the Lord. And I tell you, we got to be found in the Word of God. We've got to be in that Word. There's no other way. We will not make it outside of the Word of God. Praise God. We just thank God once again for the Word of God. And at this time, I don't know if Sister Rhoda is on the line. If she is, we will have some remarks from her. And we thank God for her today. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I really thank the Lord. This word has come in the right time, brethren.
Yes.
Truly speaking, Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is.
Can you give your testimony? Last week, I was sleeping. Jesus appeared in the clouds. I saw him in the cloud, reminding us that he's coming. I woke up and said, Jesus is true. You're coming back. It is true. Jesus is coming back, brethren. Let us be ready. Each
yes,
one
yes.
of us should ask ourselves, our names are written in the book of life, because it's a serious thing. If you miss heaven, that you just go to the other side. You remember
yes.
the story of Lazarus and the rich man? The rich man was regretting. He was telling, please, please, go and tell my brothers and sisters here. We are in a terrible place. We don't
yes.
want to think that a situation like that rich man. It was too late.
Too late.
Brothers and sisters, let our salvation be real. Truly speaking, Jesus is coming back. Let us be ready. Let's take our salvation as serious note. He is coming back. You don't know when you are going to die or what it could be today or tomorrow. In case anything happens, you and me, are we ready to be taken up? Where are we going to be? Our name is written in the book of life. You should ask one each of us, is my name written in the book of life? If not, it's a serious case. Let us mend our ways. Let us continue working for the Lord. Let us pray all the time, ask Jesus to give us strength to overcome everybody in us. Let us continue asking Jesus to give us strength to live a holy life. Because the Bible says, without holiness, nobody shall see God.
That's right.
God is real, and Jesus is real. So my sister, my brother, I urge you by the mercies of God. This is the second vision God is giving me. That's what I think I've told you. God was telling me the trumpet is about to be blown. The trumpet is about to be blown. Now, the second I see Jesus in the cloud. What the word of God is saying here is true. It is real. He's coming back. We have to be ready. Let's not worry about these earthly things. They are nothing. We are going to leave everything here.
That's right.
And heaven or hell. May the Lord help each of us today. In Jesus' name, God bless you so much. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He's coming back in the cloud, and every eye shall see him. The one that pierced him in the side is going to see him. Glory to God, and those that don't have eyes is going to see him. Glory to God. I tell you, we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to get rid of everything that's in our lives that's not like the Lord in order to be saved. So I just thank God for this word of God, and I'm taking heed to it for myself because I want to be ready. I don't want to come this far and lose out with the Lord. But I'm seeking, I'm desiring to get closer to the Lord so that I can be ready when the Lord calls my name, comes first. When he comes back, I just want to be ready. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through. Sister Rhoda, and that what she's saying, that's the truth. We got to be ready. It won't be no time to get ready. As the preacher was preaching, he that is holy, let him be holy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. That's how quick the Lord is going to come back. Just as quick as you could bat your eye, that's how fast the Lord is coming back. So we thank God today for this broadcast. We thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being on the line tonight. We thank God. I can't thank the Lord enough for her and for how she ministered to my care of him. And she just sacrificed and traveled so far to take care of him. And I just appreciate everything she did for him. And I cannot pay her, but I know the Lord will. Glory to God. He's not unrighteous to forget her labor of love. So we're looking to the Lord. I know man down here cannot pay us, but God is going to pay us. He's not going to award us, but he's going to reward us. Praise God. So let us try to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast. I don't know if Brenda Cynthia was able to stay on, but we thank the Lord for her and that song that she sang. If she's on, she can give remarks. Praise God. But we thank the Lord for her anyway, and we thank the Lord also for Sister Cheryl. We want to encourage them to continue to do the work of the Lord. God has a reward for each of them. And if that's all, we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. And we are looking to the Lord to bless close. God bless you, and good night.
Amen. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you.